Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and terribly sexy people. My gosh, do we have a show for you today. The clarity of the information that is coming in now is so beyond. I'm telling you, we've moved into a new vortex here. It's just so exciting. So I want to get right to it. First of all, I want to let all of you know, my buddies that are back in the Pennsylvania area, I will be speaking on December 21st. I will be doing the service at the Circle of Miracles in New Britain, Pennsylvania. And that afternoon from 2 to 5, I will be doing a fabulous workshop, putting together a lot of this new information and clarity that's been coming in so that we can celebrate ourselves as the greatest Christmas gifts and get ready for this new year. So that's December 21st at the Circle of Miracles. And then my buddies that are here in L.A. or who want to come out to L.A. January 11th, I'm really honored that I was asked to speak at the Spiritual Oneness Center in Sierra Madre, California. I'll be there January 11th from 1 to 4. You can get advance tickets. It was all on my e-blast, guys. So if you're not getting my e-blast, you're missing a lot of information that ties in the show from Sunday to Sunday. So that's from 1 to 4, the Spiritual Oneness Center in Sierra Madre, January 11th. Woohoo! And I think I shared with you that I've been asked to be one of the first people to come to introduce this great, incredible, empowering self-responsibility and awareness work to Beijing, China. And I will be venturing to Beijing in the spring. So we're rippling it out, guys, me, you, and all of us. We're you know, getting it out there so that the collective consciousness really does embrace this work. If you want to talk to me, and I want to celebrate and give a hey to all of our new people that are joining us from a lot of these new networks that are coming forward to really celebrate this work also, and have picked up this show. So hi to all the new listeners out there. If you want to talk to me, if you have a question you want to ask the channel, press 1, that'll raise your little hand, and Stephen will come on and find out who your name is and get you up on the board for me. So, what I did yesterday was, you know, my bear, my toy bear, that I'm so passionate about, its whole purpose is to teach children at a young age to claim their self-love and their magnificence. So they don't get to be 30, 40, 50, 60-year-olds that are going, I don't know how to celebrate who I am. That's our great work for bringing into this world and into the new life that's coming into this collective consciousness also. So yesterday, we shot 6 lovely little kids, and in order to create this loop of film and explanation that's going to be used at the toy fair. And it was so interesting to me that once we got the kids shot, we had to do me and all my stuff. And I was so tired, and I actually felt depressed. Now, if I didn't do this work, I would go, well, of course you're tired. You've just, you know, shot 6-7 hours with a bunch of kids. But I know better than that. That's a belief system. And what we got to, you guys, is invaluable to all of us. So I want you to stop whatever you're doing so that you can really focus here. As you know, the closer you get to a goal, the more your endorphins and your serotonin just they engulf us in feeling good and feeling excited because we're almost there. It's a physical fact that once you actually meet your goal, that falls off. So meeting your goal can actually feel depressing. And that's what was happening to me. This was a culmination of 2 years of working on this bear. And it was also a week that culminated in me realizing that I had made and deposited the money that I need for the wedding, which, you know, has been a huge goal. So here's Dee having met two life goals and going, wow, why do I feel like I have no energy? Where's the excitement gone? I've been on a high for months creating all this. And then I remembered, and it, of course, it's in Getting Stuff, and my new book, and I remembered this physical thing that happens to us. But here's how it all goes together. So once we reach our goal, the excitement and the high falls away. So physically, we're actually being paid off. We have set it up that we pay ourselves off more if we don't reach our goal. And yes, it is something that we can shift. I've already checked, and I'll tell you how to do it. So follow this. So the best way for us to stay excited and amazed about our life all the time is to keep wanting more, to keep reaching for the next goal, to keep creating something else we want. But society, religion, etc., have taught us from the time we've been way that's not okay. You should be, quote, happy with what you've got. So again, we're fighting ourselves, aren't we? Part of us is saying, no, 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 it feels good. It feels good to get there and always want more and expanding our goals and looking for what we want to create next. And the other part of us is going, no, just be happy with what you have. Just be happy with what you have. And so within us is the constant yin-yang that's going on. Now what happens is when we give ourselves permission, and I know I'm so excited I'm almost off my seat here, or my sheet. What happens when we pull ourselves back for reaching for more and wanting more and giving ourselves permission to do that and create more, that affects our hope. And our hope drops out. And when our hope drops out, our choice goes away. We go, well, you know, there isn't any hope because I feel this way. And as long as I feel this way, I might as well just resign myself to the way, this is the way life is, and I don't have any choice. Now, if you haven't seen Interstellar, I encourage you greatly to go see Interstellar. And really hang in there. You've got to think, and you've got to be awake and alert for 3 hours. So don't go see it when you're tired. But the end of it, and what scientifically they have put together, is everything we are talking about. Basically, we are our own ionosphere. And again, the ionosphere is the electromagnetic field that keeps bouncing stuff back to us that we have sent out. So if we are our own ionosphere, we have to direct all of the us's that exist in our own ionospheres to have permission to be excited, to always be stretching, to always be looking for the new goal, wanting the new goal, reaching for the new goal, and then joyously celebrating the goal when we reach it, knowing that we always, always, always get to choose the next goal, so that we always are dumping those endorphins and serotonin through us so that we can stay excited. So basically, we keep us, if we don't know this, we keep us having to make the money, having to get healthy, having to find the relationship, so we'll always have some place to get to. We'll always have the goal. But what I want you to understand is that you can get to your goal of having it and then create the next goal. That's our goal. So can we make our goal to love ourselves and be free and happy in everything we do and consistently create more goals to be happy and free and loving ourselves as we're doing it? So consistently keeping ourselves reaching for the next goal of us. So we're coming together to direct that now. And you know, you cannot just hear my words. You have to hold the intention of directing your own energy. And this is all of the yous that exist within your own ionosphere. We are directing, choosing, demanding that we have the right to always and consistently live in an excited, joyful, happy state of mind, consistently reaching for the next goal of us, for the next thing that we want, while we choose to be happy and content with the goal and excited, they're putting in, and excited for the goals that we have already reached. And that is the fountain of youth. Wow, they just added that. I didn't have that on my paper. That is the fountain of youth, to always be excited about where you're going next. So that means we have to be very conscious in this society that continually teaches us that at 50, you might as well start wrapping things up. Okay. This all just came together this morning. I mean, we got the big piece about getting to the goal and everything yesterday. I want to read you this really quick thing from Community Counseling Services about self-esteem. Self-esteem refers to a person's beliefs about their own worth and value. It also has to do with the feelings people experience that follow from their sense of worthiness or unworthiness. Self-esteem is important because it heavily influences people's choices and decisions. In other words, self-esteem serves a motivational function by making it more or less likely that people will take care of themselves and explore their full potential. People with high self-esteem are also people who are motivated to take care of themselves and, listen, to persistently strive towards the fulfillment of personal goals and aspirations. people with a lower self-esteem don't tend to regard themselves as worthy of happy outcomes or capable of achieving them, and so tend to let important things slide and to be less persistent and resilient in terms of overcoming adversity. They may have the same kinds of goals as people with higher self-esteem, but they are generally less motivated to pursue them to their conclusion. Self-esteem is a somewhat abstract concept. It's hard for someone who doesn't already have it to know what it would be like to have it. One way for people who have lower self-esteem to begin to appreciate what it would be like to have higher self-esteem is to consider how they might feel about things in the lives they value. For instance, some people really like cars. Because cars are important to them, these people take really good care of their cars. They make good decisions about where to park a car and how often to get it serviced and how they will drive it. They may decorate the car and then show it off to other people with pride. Self-esteem is like that, except it is yourself that you love, care for, and feel proud of. When children believe they are valuable and important, they take good care of themselves. They make good decisions about themselves, which enhance their value rather than break it down. And we're coming forward to direct and claim and balance all of this. We're invoking I Am Divine Love for each one of us existing in our own ionospheres. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. And so it is. And because the Gratitude of Self-Love program is going on, I want to point out to you that the basis of self-esteem is how much you love yourself. So anything you can do, guys, anything to create the experience of loving yourself and your magnificence more is what you got to do. And so it is. Okay, I am going to the callers. If you want to talk to me, please press 1 to raise your hand. And we're going to start with Alicia in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
Fabulous.
Great. I'm actually one of your Gratitude of Self-Love people, and thank you for the program. I am really enjoying it.
Are you being challenged by it?
Sometimes. That's actually why I guess I'm calling.
Yeah, good.
That's where
the big gifts come, Alicia. So, okay. You know, I want you to, all of you that are listening that are doing the Gratitude of Self-Love program, if you're seeing your challenges and where you balk and where you kind of pull back, that is the big gift this program brings forward. So continue.
Well, I feel like I don't have the same level of commitment as I did in the beginning. The first week or so, I was really excited, and I was excited to get the emails and do whatever the exercise was for the day. And now I'm just not, and I wondered what that was all about.
Are you doing them anyway?
Yes, I am doing them
anyway. Okay, good for you. So let's find out what this is about. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
E.T.? Wow.
Okay. Well, and in a nutshell, this is it. The more you step forward to reach your goal, which is what we've been talking about this morning, mm-hmm. The more you step forward to complete your goal of loving yourself, the more the endorphins fall off.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. There's something else to go along with that now. We're going to a play, and we're going to South Pacific. And, okay, that's the highest thing. It doesn't make sense to us why we choose to do something and then we don't follow through. And this is a big part of that puzzle that we've all been looking for, that we're not following through because subconsciously we remember that when we follow through, it doesn't feel as exciting. So, can you know that this is part of your whole life creation goal, is to allow yourself to stay excited about finishing this self-love program?
Yes.
So that this is a part of the goal of being happy in all your life and successful and a successful creator. This is one mini goal that you get to reach to see how exciting the next goal will open up. And that's really the core of all this work, guys. And you that have been doing the work for a while, you have experienced that. That when we actually open up that part of ourselves and realize where we have been fighting or arguing or holding ourselves back around the very thing we want, once we get that, everything blows open, and then there's a next new exciting thing to challenge us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that experience in the work?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you're experiencing right now.
Okay.
And that's what we're it's perfect that I took you first on the calls, because it's exactly a demonstration of what I was talking about that loop that we get caught in, instead that's keeping us from completing the very things that will blow the next part of our lives wide open and let us expand out to where we want to be. So can you feel that creating excitement about finishing it now?
Yeah, I can.
Honestly?
I know that it's... How should I say this? I'm not sure that I'm excited at this moment, but I know that it'll...
Okay, and who's in charge of that, Alicia?
Me. Me.
Okay.
I can choose to be excited about finishing it and opening up the next big thing.
Okay. And you haven't
that's
yet.
How it always works. No.
Well, okay. I want you to do it here.
Oh.
Well, why not? Why stay in the quagmire of more moments of not being excited about doing it?
There's no reason to, so I'll choose it now.
There. Okay. All right. In that moment, you shifted your energy. Can you feel any difference? And I want you to be truthful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what does that feel like?
It feels like sunshine.
Oh, beautiful. That's a beautiful analogy. Yeah, it feels like when you've been in a cold house and you walk out into the sunshine because
yeah.
you just got your power back. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And that right there is worth the entire Gratitude of Self-Love program, that moment that you experience right there. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart, and for being honest, because we wouldn't have gotten there otherwise. Love
well,
you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
And we're going to Ms. Mary Jo in New Zealand. Whoops, hold on. Somebody didn't go off and somebody didn't come on. Hold on a minute. Ah! Let me see if I can get you on, Mary Jo. There you are. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, darling.
Can you hear me from New Zealand?
I can.
Yay, I'm another Gratitude of Self-Love programmee.
Cool.
And what I think is, like, it's amazing, but it is confronting, of course. And that is partly why I have decided to call as well today.
Good.
Is I had a bit of a revelation yesterday or the day before, and that was about, and just if you can follow this for me, that the more I have kind of said I want to be more intimate with love, and deeper with love, especially in relation to my partner of 16, 17 years, the more I have actually pushed him away. And I got to the core, at least this is what I got to, is that love has represented rejection.
Yep.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, you're
and
right on
him,
target. You are right freaking on target, Mary Jo.
Awesome. And for him, it's represented not being powerful.
Well, you're a perfect match then, aren't you?
Yeah. Which
I can't be powerful if I'm rejected.
Yeah.
So you've come together. You see, that's the beauty of when I work with couples. That's really the beauty of seeing where you're playing out the lesson for expansion that you both want to get and why you attracted each other. So you walked into the party and you raised your hand and said, hi, I want to really experience more love, but love for me means rejection. And he went, oh, I'll play because I need to feel not powerful so I can get that I want to feel powerful.
Mm.
And yeah. You attract
each
other.
Especially this latter 3 years, we've been going around in this cycle where I've thought, well, we have to separate, and I'm back at that crossroads again, and now I've had this amazing revelation. And my act of kindness, which was a day 12 of the Gratitude of Self-Led,
yes.
I didn't think I'd actually done it that day, but when I reflected upon it, I realized I did, because I actually took a moment to be with my partner and actually do the Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And as I did that, that's where the revelation started to come.
Yeah.
Of where I haven't trusted him,
yeah.
To be him.
Brilliant.
And so on. Yeah,
you are,
amazing.
You are a walking, talking example of what this work is all about. Now, the channel wants you to know that if he is willing to be more powerful and you are willing to really embrace this new definition of love, that this relationship can take a whole new turn. But both those things will have to happen now so that you can move on with the relationship. So what happens in a relationship oftentimes is one person grows and has a revelation and the other person says, no, I ain't moving. I'm staying in my story.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that has moved has to decide whether they're going to stay or whether they need to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And as well as the crossroads, it's a relationship, we're in a crossroads with actually moving. So we move out of our place because it's sold on Friday. And as of yet, we haven't got something fixed as where we're going to move into. However, there is this potential retreat that we can take over. And I just, yeah, anything from the channel just to align that in the most harmonious, win-win for all, honorable way, and
okay.
Abundant way.
So who's the channel?
I'm the channel.
Okay, but you haven't done it. You haven't directed yourself, the channel, and all the ionospheres of you existing anywhere, right?
Mm.
Okay, you need to direct that right now, so do it, please. Open your heart. Aha, there you go. Yeah, okay. It just went from no to yes.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, she's brought forward so many important lessons, not the least of which is quit. You know, what's happened is a lot of you have gone from relying on God to doing it to relying on the channel to do it, and you're both.
Mm-hmm.
You're it. The buck
yeah.
stops with you.
Yeah, it's interesting because I do direct my energy, and then I slip into thinking about it instead of actually directing my energy.
Yep.
Thinking about what I want instead of actually directing my
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, you can
and
think about
that.
What you want for the rest of your lives, guys, and it's not going to shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you direct it, you go, this is my intention, this is my decision, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take what I've been doing anymore. So come on, universe, we're going this way.
Yes,
and you do that with an open heart.
Mm, yeah.
Right? Because
awesome.
Love is the greatest healer and the greatest creator that we have.
Amen.
Amen to that. I know my Baptist preacher. All right, there's your answer, Mary Jo. Good on you, darling.
And thank you so much for the gratitude self-love. It is freaking amazing. It's so simple practices, but so profound in the transformation and the moments and the revelations. And it's just, yes, amazing, amazing, amazing. So thank you.
You're welcome, Mary Jo. Thank you. Love you, honey.
Okay. Much love. Bye.
All right, and we're going to Patty. What's going on?
I just kind of want to check in because it's been a productive week, but I've been up and down with moods. I don't know if it's just fatigue.
No, it's actually a part of what we talked about at the beginning of the program. You can see that you're close. No, they're stopping me. You can see that you're meeting your goals. So what goals have you met this week?
I've been paying down all my credit cards and just being a bull with this refinancing. I'm like, what do I need to do? Next.
Yeah. Okay. And so that power, okay, that's what's kept you alive for a long time. Is this, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I've got so many bills, what am I going to do? I'm going under. It's kept us alive, do you understand? Because mm-hmm. it's fed our serotonin. The getting out of it has dumped loads of serotonin and endorphins into us. So now that you're tackling this and getting out from under it, subconsciously what happens to us, and physically what happens to us, is we go, oh my God, I'm getting everything I want. Why am I not happy? And yes, what you're saying, I felt exhausted. I felt fatigued. And there was no reason for me to do that because I had gotten a lot of sleep. And, you know, if I didn't do this work, I would have let myself slide. But I went, no, there's no reason. I'm the reason. What's going on? And that's exactly what's going on with you. And there's another thing they want to give to you that's expressly yours. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Interstellar.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. Oh, that's where we're going. Okay, because you need to choose, and this is for all of us. She's bringing something in for all of us. I choose that I have, they won't let me use the word see. I choose that I have the sight, like the sense of sight, to see that the excitement is in the accomplishment, and in the accomplishment is always another goal to create the excitement. Mm. So we are claiming that we have this sense of sight, to know this, to feel this, to experience this excitement of continuous conscious creation. It never ends. It never stops. It's always there. It's always exciting. It's always at our fingertips if we believe and so choose to create it that way. And so it is.
I have another question that might. I keep pulling a grace card regarding the refinancing or in another goal. And it said, even though that it's growth, that's the card, even though that this doesn't happen, look for the lesson. What is the lesson? Is that what you just said?
You just got the lesson.
Okay.
Don't keep this from happening because you're afraid your creation will be done.
Okay.
You will always and forever be called to create.
Okay.
If you so direct yourself and allow yourself to do it. But we have got to stop. We have got to start directing our bodies, so let's just do that now, directing our bodies and our minds and our spiritual system to dump the endorphins and the serotonin and the excitement around consistent, constant creation of what we want, which is Yes, and I've got a note here. Wow, I almost went by it, and you brought me back to it. Choose the right way. And choosing the right way means ease and effortless and joy, instantaneous creation. That is what creates our excitement and our highs. That we are choosing the right way of living in excitement all the time because our creations are happening, and then we get to go on and reach for something higher. And so it is. There isn't anything else, Patty, but man, did they wrap that up for all of us. Did you get it?
Yeah, and when I go to play these back, it will shut off right when it comes to me. It's really interesting. It's like, am I not supposed to hear this again?
Well, who's the director of that?
Okay, got it.
You want to hear it?
Okay, yeah,
so those of you that are learning the work, they just gave us, we have the site, and what did Patty just give us? What do we need to direct now, Patty?
Direct my energy to hear
you
and
bet.
To see exactly what I want with ease and grace.
You bet. You bet. So we actually hear. I'm getting chills. We got to look into this. All over my body I'm getting chills.
Me too.
We literally have to hear the vibration of excitement around completion. And what I'm hearing is the Om symbol and a very, very, very high-pitched violin note. So you can pick either one. The Om system, the Om, you know, Om. Okay. Om. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't do tonality, but I guess I do now. that is allowing us to open up to hear the vibration of the excitement of completion. Okay, are we taking it further? So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of this. So it is. Holy hell, you guys. Do you see, when you listen to the last four shows, do you see what I mean by the channel has taken us into a whole new opening? This information, the ease of the information, how we're all working together, it's just bloody exciting to me. So the new people that are joining us, man, you could not be coming on at a better time. And thanks to all the people of the community that have been here for so long, that have created this work and gotten us to where we are now. Love you, honey. Good luck.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
And, of course, you know, we all create our own luck. We know that. Jeannie, what's up?
I'm here.
I know you are. Come on to the phone.
I'm right by the phone. Here we go. Had to get rid of a disease that I have called CLS cat lap syndrome.
I see. Okay. I'm sorry to delap the cat, but what can we do for you today?
I was told by someone that I am a mystic. What does that mean?
Well, I think, you know, I'm waiting for the channel. Okay. The channel is saying basically they would like us very much to allow all of these separations
mm-hmm.
of the channeling work to fall away. You know, empath, mystic, channel, clairaudient, clair whatever.
Clairascension, clair
yeah.
Who's he, what's this?
You know, bottom line, this is interesting. What I'm hearing right now is that's the spiritual equivalent of Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, there is no separation when you are channeling God.
That's what I thought. I just wanted a clarification.
Yeah, well, that's a great question because I never got asked that before, and I never had the answer before. So this is in the moment, coming in. Basically, what they're saying is, like some people learn through auditory, some people learn through visual, some people learn by actually doing an experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
The channel will speak to you and through you. God, yourself, will speak to you and through you, depending on the ways that you relate to the world the easiest.
Right.
But it's all channeling God. And what is our definition of God? All thought and all possibility. So I want you to understand that even a negative or a fearful thing can be under the umbrella of God.
Of course, God is all energy.
Because God is all energy and does not define any positive or negative, right?
Right.
We are given the free will to do that. So anybody and everybody does and has the right to consciously know and practice the channeling of God. Some of us do it on more of a leadership basis. Some of us do it on a personal basis and for our friends. And some of us are learning and still challenging ourselves to give us the right to participate in that great blessing. So we're choosing that in every moment of our lives. So it is. Wow, Jeannie, thank you.
Well, I have one more part to that.
Okay.
Someone asked me to allow him, for money, of course, to be my mentor, and he works, does not work, do telesummits or things like that. He has fabulous connections, and I've been tossing this back and forth with God for weeks now. I have put this person off until February.
Well, they want to know why you keep doubting yourself.
Good question.
Well,
it that goes back in my own current history.
Yeah, they're saying
to mom and money.
It has to do. No, the money has always been the reason that you've used.
Right.
Okay. To keep
driven
yourself
into
in doubt.
Me. That was driven into me.
Well, bullshit to that. You know, you're the director, so we're not blaming anybody else anymore. Money is the reason that most of us use to doubt ourselves and limit ourselves and not get to our goals so that we can get the endorphins running and keep the serotonin going. Okay?
So the channel feels this will be good because I do, basically.
Well, basically isn't enough. You see, otherwise you're going to do it with buyer's remorse. That's like going out and going, oh, my God, I deserve this dress. This dress is going to make me feel so good. And then getting home and going, I'm going to whip myself. Why the hell do I always do this? Why did I buy this dress? I should never have bought this dress. And that is a bullshit pattern.
Yeah.
That does not allow you. That's another way you don't reach your goal, even though it appears that you have taken steps to reach your goal. This
Got
is
it.
So important for you guys to get.
Mm-hmm.
If you take steps to reach your goal and then you go, well, I'm going to feel bad and guilty for doing this to reach my goal, you will never reach your goal even though you're paying all the money to do it. You have to get this, Jeannie. Are you with me?
I am with you 100%.
Okay.
My heart just opened up in a different way.
Yeah. So it's not about what they think. It's not a, but they also, is this me? No, good. Because when I say what I'm about ready to say, sometimes I think I'm walking in. my smaller self. But they're saying, we are dealing on a three-dimensional world. Make sure you get the guarantees you want. make sure everything's in writing, and then get yourself totally in alignment with the joy. Because the most important thing, guys, is your alignment. Everything in me really, really, really wants to get where I say I'm wanting to get to. I'm in alignment with it. I'm in acceptance with it. I'm allowing it. All that has to be in alignment, and then the actions pay off. But the actions without that alignment will be muffled or limited or not to the greatest degree that you want them to be. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
So we're claiming the symbol, the formula. Violet flame, the golden light for all of us around that. So it is.
And there's smell of lilacs in the room now. Thank you.
Oh.
And by the way, for everybody who is doing Dee's wonderful program, which I did last year, all of this is the result of that program.
Well, you're sweet, Jeannie. Thank you. And that and the rest of the work that we do here, but that is the core.
That is right.
You know, the people who don't... There's a lot of people that say, I want my life to open up. I want it to be easier. I want it to be happier. I want to be healthier. I want to make more money. And yet they don't take time to do the first original work that needs to be done, which is aligning all of themselves with loving themselves and acknowledging their magnificence. If you're not doing that, everything else gets depleted, guys. No, they don't like the word depleted. They like compromise. Compromised is the,
mm-hmm.
the highest word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And now we have to balance that again. So we're invoking the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol, and the formula. I am the love of me, and I am magnificent, and so it is.
And
wow.
So are you.
Woo!
Wow.
God, I love you guys. I so love you guys in this show and this community. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, darling. Thanks.
Okay, we are going to Connie in Florida. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hey, I had a dream about you last night.
Oh. I hope we can talk about it on the air.
Yeah, you were in a movie. You were riding a bike and chasing somebody. It was cute. It was funny.
Riding a bike. Well, that's interesting. That shows me E.T. Oh, good. Maybe Steven's going to do a sequel. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm sitting here in my kitchen looking out my window at my, you know, at my house on the water. Remember when we did that thing in Florida? And so I know I'm like a really good creator. Just even last week, I created my renter finding a new place to rent because I sold my place, and he did. He got within a day or two, he called me and told me he found a new place, which was great. Awesome. I know I'm good at this.
Yep, you are.
The only thing is that I have a problem, I think, with like my value with money because my cash is somewhat missing. And so I asked myself, what is the problem? And I got to that. I think the value of myself is what I think my value is inside.
Yep.
And I'm trying to, like, I know that I'm a wonderful person and I'm worthy, but I, for some reason, I can't put like a dollar amount on it. And that's the way I feel in the last year.
Okay. How about it's unlimited dollars? You don't have to, you shouldn't put in an amount on how much you're worth. Oh, a whole new perspective there. And real quickly, I'm telling you this story again. You know, when I got to one of the sci-fi conventions, and I said, why am I over here? And he said, well, we had a couple of really, really big stars that, you know, needed more room. Mm-hmm. And I went, really, who are they? Well, one of them was absolutely my equal as far as the breadth of work that they'd done. The other two haven't done probably 1/8 of the work that I've done in the industry. Mm-hmm. That is how people mirror back to you. Well, if you don't want other people not to know your self-worth, you better get in charge of knowing your self-worth. So am I a movie star? Well, I'm a lot more of a movie star and claiming it today after that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do the same thing. You don't have a worth, Connie.
Mm-hmm.
You're unlimited worth. So what you're actually... Is she actually asking me the question that she wants? No. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Gone with the Wind.
Okay. So Gone with the Wind was all about the lead female character, Vivian Leigh. Her worth was what she had, you know,
mm-hmm.
Until her dying day, she would even take curtains down to make her look like she was worth more.
Mm-hmm.
Your worth is not what you have, but that has gotten muddled up in your creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can see myself being Scarlett because I do have a lot of wonderful things, and I but probably look like I have more than I do. And but like I said, like the cash flow is limited.
Yeah, but what I want you to hear is as soon as you know that your worth is not about what it looks like, what you have, what your presentation to the world is, that's not what your worth is. Your worth is you and who you are and your magnificence of who you are in this world. And when you get yourself in harmony with that, all of the money will open up and flow to you. But you see, there's two things going on. One, you have created a lot of what you've wanted, and so the excitement of creation has fallen off. And two, you during the creation process, the focus has become more on what you have and showing what you have, and they're underlined showing it. So look what I can do. Look what a great creator I am. And now they want you to create being in harmony with knowing your own magnificence, just like you created the house.
It's really weird. All of a sudden, my throat is, like, really hurting.
Well, so state to yourself. Okay, well, gosh, I guess we're going to cover all the senses today. So I hear, I see, and I speak the truth that I am excited about my continual creation, that I am worthy and deserving of my continual conscious creation of ease and joy and effortlessness and excitement in always reaching for the new goal of who I am. And so it is. So we're hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking it. We're seeing it. We have the gift of sight, of speech, and of hearing around the vibration of being this new creation of us. And we are directing all of us existing in all ionospheres anywhere that they must follow this direction and join with us. Actually, they have been waiting for us to catch up. So,
that's amazing.
The channel saying they've actually been directing us to catch up for a very, very, very long time.
I feel that way. I feel that they are waiting for us to be joyful, and so they are excited when we are joyful too.
Yeah, and we're all one. So we're all working together, right? To be
mm-hmm.
one complete joined entity, living in excitement about the continual expansion and creation of who we are. Wow. That's a world I'd want to live in.
Yeah.
So we're choosing to live in that world right now. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you.
Woo! Thanks, Steve.
Oh, my God, you guys, you know. Ah, could go on for another hour. Know that most of your answers have been answered today. Everybody on the call, your question has been answered, except for Heidi. And Heidi, I want you to email me with your number. I will call you about whatever the channel has personally for you, because we are out of time. I want to remind all of you, please, please come join me in Pennsylvania when I get to be there to do this wonderful Christmas talk and workshop. And please join me here if you're around Los Angeles at all. I don't do a lot of events in LA unless they're the training weekends. So I'd love for you to come and support me and join me in this glorious work. I love you all. You guys just simply rock. Go experience your magnificent selves. And until we meet again, love yourself, love yourself. Love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.